Our story has left the Old West and is now rocketing into the 1930s, where we meet two spies who are very interested in the skies around Roswell in this episode of our intergalactic audio drama, which we call Roswell B.C., Before the Crash.
My latest case was taking me places I had not only never been, but also had never dreamed of going. Chasing Neela's little brother, Orb, through time and space on a strange planet
was almost more than I could handle. And I was worried about Neela. Sure, she had thanked me, more sweetly than I had come to expect, for helping her find her brother. But I was starting to wonder if we would ever be able to put them together again. And that was the goal, right? To put them together, like the clue their father had spoken the last time they saw him.
Of course, the thing that made it difficult was the fact that Orb wasn't even aware that we were behind him. He knew he was being chased, but he had no idea by how many. And because the T-Square had worked well enough to hide out in the days of Billy the Kid, it was just a matter of time before Orb would try it again. And that was a good thing, because Dar had zoomed on to the present to wait for his prey.
Alright, I don't see that guy behind us anymore. He may be trying to come at us from another angle, so I think it's time we take a quick detour and get him off our tail.
You hear that, boss? We're gonna take a detour.
I'm right here, Grud. I hear what you hear. You have a bad habit of repeating what everybody says. I told you to stop that, didn't I?
You sure did, boss. Sorry.
So where are we heading?
Yeah, where are we heading?
Grud!
Sorry, boss.
Well, the present on this planet is the year 1947, and I do need to get back there soon, but something tells me we need to turn right now. Hold on!
Bose! Give us a little more notice next time, will ya?
Yeah, give us a little more... sorry, boss.
Grud, can you do something useful and check on this ship's T-squared to see where we're going?
Sure, boss. But it's really when we're going, not where.
There you go again, Grud. Being a smart aleck. I told you how much I didn't like that, didn't I?
You sure did, boss.
He's right, though. We shouldn't be too far from where we were when we left. Maybe a couple days on horseback.
Horseback? Is that what you call your ship?
No, I guess I just got used to how Billy the Kid talked.
Billy the what?
Never mind. That's behind us. We're about to land in another time.
Grud, would you please look at the T-square and tell me where we're landing?
You mean when we're landing?
Grud?
Sorry. Let's see. It looks like we're going to this planet's year 1935.
Hold on. Did you see that?
What?
Look out your left window.
Is that a...
rocket? Yes. It's a little one, but I'm kind of surprised to see one on this planet in the 1930s.
Me too. I'm surprised to see one on this planet in the 1930s.
Grud, you don't know anything about this planet. But our new friend here sure seems to. You been here before?
Yeah, my sister and I have been here several times, so we picked up a few things. Listen, we can get to know each other later. Right now, we're landing near Roswell in 1935.
Orb had taken a time turn at a very interesting point in the history of not only Roswell, but also the entire planet.
And you'll hear more about that later. Meanwhile, my head was still in the clouds, because Neela had just told me how much she appreciated what I was doing to help her find a brother. That was one of the few times I had felt anything warm coming from her toward me. And I'll admit it, it felt good.
But when Orb made his abrupt time turn, it shocked me back to the task at hand.
Hey, Ryan, hold on to your hat. Neela's little brother just did it again, and if we're gonna follow him, we gotta make a turn right now.
Then do it.
He still thinks he's being chased. That's gotta be it.
He is being chased. By us.
Well, yeah, but he doesn't know that. Who do you think was in that ship that disappeared?
I'll tell you who was in that ship. It's the Metsis. They somehow found Orb even before we did.
Maybe so, but he got away.
Then we need to catch up with him before there's a time when he can't get away from them.
Don't worry, Neela. I'm doing everything I can.
Everything you can may not be enough.
Whoa! What happened to sweet Neela from just a little while ago?
I'm sorry, but we simply can't afford to let him get away again.
You're right. That's why we're staying right on his tail. Whenever and wherever he lands, we'll land right next to him. Right, Tolip?
That's right. I've got the T-squared tracker locked in on him right now, and nothing's gonna...
What was that?
I don't know, but it sounded like it came from right beside us.
That's because it did come from right beside us. It was a rocket, a little one, but I'm afraid it was just big enough to knock us off course.
What? You mean...
I'm afraid so. We just lost the connection with Orb.
So, whenever and wherever he lands, we'll land right next to him. Well, Ryan, how are you going to find my brother now?
Surely that didn't knock us off course very far. We'll find him, I promise.
Ryan, your promises don't mean much in my book.
Well, Ryan, looks like time's not the only thing that made a turn.
Tolip was right. I was reeling from the sudden change in Neela. I knew she was concerned about her brother, but this...
This felt like something else. Could there be more going on behind those unbelievably beautiful eyes than I had originally thought? I was beginning to wonder if I knew anything at all about my client.
But I didn't have time to think about all of that, because we were landing. Hopefully not too far from Orb. Thankfully, this time we had landed at the same point in time. Now we just had to find where we were headed before that rocket changed our course.
Neela, Ryan asked me to see if you're ready to go out.
Yes. Sure.
Are you... all right?
I'm sorry I've been short with you guys.
That's all right. I'm short with everybody.
Tolip, just before we got knocked off course, I got a call.
From?
The same person you heard me talking with before.
And?
And it wasn't good.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you want to...
Talk about it? Maybe later. We'd better go. And don't say anything to Ryan. Understand?
Sure. I'm getting good at that.
All right. The T-squared said this is 1935. Ready to look like we belong here?
Ready. You know, I think I liked the look better at our last stop.
So, do either of you know which way we need to go to find Orb's ship? Or is this going to be another dead end?
Well, I... Tolip?
Not sure. But I see someone over there who might be able to help us.
That lady? Why do you think she'll know where Orb landed?
Because she's holding some sort of viewing device and looking up at the sky. Maybe she saw it coming down.
Well, I suppose it's worth a try. Let's go talk to her.
Ryan, wait. It would probably be best if I speak to her. She won't be afraid of another woman.
Fine. Go ahead.
Ma'am?
Yes?
May I ask what you're doing?
What am I doing? Just looking at sky. That is all. Just looking at sky.
Looking for birds, maybe?
Yes, that is it. Looking for birds. You're very good to look for birds through these, binoculars, yes.
May I ask if you saw anything besides birds?
Like what?
Did you see anything falling out of the sky? If you did, you might help us find my little brother. He's lost.
Little brother, huh? Well, yes, I suppose I did see something like that. I do not know what it might be, of course, but I did see it.
Which direction did it come down?
Direction? Oh, yes, direction. It was over there, to the west. That's right, yes. The same direction as the other thing, which went up and came back down.
Other thing?
Yes, the other thing I also know nothing about.
Sounds like she doesn't know much about anything.
At least we know which way to go. Thank you, ma'am.
You can thank me later. Right now, we all go together. You may be just what I need to get very important information.
Information? From who?
I tell you while walking. You, little man, walk in front. I stay in the rear with these two.
All right, all right. You don't have to stick that gun in my back. I'm going.
I'm going, I'm going. Why do I always have to be the one who gets separated from the others? Now I won't know what's going on.
But it does give me time to think about what Neela said.
Oh, yeah. Who could she be talking to?
Why was she so upset about it?
Well, if she had a thing going with somebody in this planet's present, and that somebody cut it off, that would break her heart.
Sure would. Sure would. But that would be good for Ryan, right?
Sure would. Sure would. But it would be bad for Neela. I can't help but feel sorry for her.
And maybe that's not what it was at all.
Right. Maybe it was something else. No. She's hurting. She was dumped. That has to be it.
Well, it doesn't do any good to keep guessing. We'll find out.
When she wants us to find out.
Little man, are you talking to yourself, huh?
What? Just trying to figure out where we need to go.
Then stop figuring out and start finding thing which fell from sky, hmm?
So as you can imagine, that was a predicament we didn't expect. Our gun-toting birdwatcher seemed pretty intent on getting to the little rocket that was the cause of our being separated from Orb's landing spot.
As we walked, I was trying my best to understand what was going on inside of Neela. It hadn't been that long ago that she seemed to be warming up to the progress of the case in general, and me in particular. But now what I saw in her face was not only a concern for her brother, but also something even deeper. She was hurting, and I had no idea why or how to help her.
Meanwhile, Orb had landed. He and his involuntary crew had transformed to fit the time, and they headed toward a small building where a man stood outside looking up at the sky.
Listen, why don't you two stay here beside this big rock? Since I've been to this planet before, I know how to talk to the people here. I'll be right back.
Boss?
What is it now, Grud?
I'm not so sure about this place.
That's what you always say.
I know, but this time...
This time? What about this time?
This time, you have a gun pointed at your head.
What? Listen, we just got here. There's no reason for that.
What do you mean, you just got here? I did not see a car drive up, and... It is too far to walk from town.
Well, we like to walk. Right, Grud?
No. We usually fly.
Grud!
Fly? You have your own plane?
Sure. It's right over...
No, our plane is getting fixed right now. That's why we're out for a walk. Right, Grud?
Right, boss. Just out for a walk.
You're not from around here, are you?
Well, no. We're just visiting.
Just visiting. I see. I think that you are military, sent to watch the rockets.
The rockets? What rockets?
Do not play stupid with me. You know the rockets about which I speak.
We do. Boss, what rockets is he talking about?
I don't know, Grud, and neither do you. Listen, we're not who you think we are. We're not your enemy. In fact, we'll help you.
Yeah, we're not your enemy. In fact, we'll help you.
Grud!
Sorry, boss.
And why would you help me?
I know. Because you've got a gun pointed at us.
Yes, I do. And yes, you will help me. Have you ever stolen anything before?
Have we ever stolen anything? Did you hear that, boss?
Yes, we have stolen a few things.
Well, if you want to live, you will steal one more thing.
Boss, we do want to live, right?
Yes. What do you want us to steal?
Do you see that little building over there?
Boss, that's where that guy went.
Grud, would you shut up?
Sure, boss.
So, there's someone else with you?
Sort of. He's not our friend. We just ran into him.
Then he is expendable.
Well, Grud, can you fly the ship?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so?
It's a spaceship. I can fly it.
Sure. He's expendable.
Very good. We may need to get rid of him.
So what is it in that building that you want?
Somewhere in that building are the plans for the rocket that was launched today.
Boss, that must be what we saw out our window.
You saw that out of your window?
He meant the sky. The sky is the window. And we saw the rocket in the sky.
Well, that rocket is very important. The first to fly at the speed of sound. And we need to know how.
Who needs to know?
We have scientists in the Third Reich who could use those plans. So, you will either steal them for me, or you will have the bullet in the head.
Boss?
Yes, Grud?
I don't want a bullet in my head.
Don't worry. We can do this. By the way, who built the rocket?
The man who built the rocket is in the building right now. His name is Robert Goddard.
We would discover that Robert Goddard was far ahead of the other rocket scientists of his day, and his work had attracted some special attention.
But we and Orb's passengers had also attracted some special attention of our own. I had to stay calm, and that wasn't easy with the barrel of a gun stuck in my back and the most beautiful eyes I had ever seen glancing at me in fear.
We were heading towards Orb's ship, we hoped. But what would happen when we got there was at that moment in the hands of what appeared to be a very dangerous woman. And speaking of dangerous women, Eddie was making plans of her own.
You wanted to see me.
Yes, I did. I don't like being in the dark. I have not heard from Ryan in quite some time, and I do not trust Dar and Rafe to do what is necessary to bring your son back.
What do you need me to do?
I want you to go visit your husband.
Lieber? But he's...
In the sphere. I know. I want you to give him a sob story. Make him think you've changed. Tell him you want him to help you save your children from the big, bad Metsies.
He won't believe me.
If you sell it, he will. Tell him you were wrong, that you love him and not Rafe, that Neela and Orb need you both. Tell him whatever you need to tell him.
And if he doesn't believe me?
If he doesn't believe you, then I will have no more need for your services. Understood?
Yes, I understand. I'll do my best.
Oh, no. You'll do better than your best. Lieber is the key to completing the Metsi's control of Derelta.
And if he agrees to help me, what then?
First of all, let him out of the sphere. That will earn his trust. Then bring him here.
Bring him here?
Yes.
I believe Eddie might have some information about your children.
Don't worry, Timbus. I will give you instructions every step of the way.
So Eddie was busy putting a few more chess pieces on the board. She knew the game was only beginning.
What she did not know was that I knew who my opponent really was, and I intended to keep her in the dark as long as possible. Plus, my feminine side was becoming more clear all the time, and I knew I would need every part of me to complete this case.
As for Junior and the Wise One, they would soon come back into the story, but their time was not quite yet. Also, Dar and Rafe, along with Radir, had stationed themselves in the present, waiting for the story to come to them. And then there was Robert Goddard. You'll meet him very soon.
Special announcement. If you're listening to this soon after it releases in late March of 2017, and you're on Twitter, keep your eyes open for an upcoming Twitter AMA, Ask Me Anything, which will include Roswell, BC, as well as a number of other excellent audio dramas. We'll make an announcement with more details when it gets closer. Roswell, BC comes to you straight from Roswell, New Mexico. Many of the voices you will hear in this series are Roswell residents. This episode of Roswell, BC is entitled The Spies and features the voices of Kyle Bullock as Ryan, Devin Bullock as Neela, Lynetta Zuber as Eddie, Tony Souza as Tolip, Jill Bailey as the feminine Ryan, Summer Souza as the feminine Tolip, Robin Haynes as Orb, Georgiana Simoes as Timbus, Scott Phillips as Boss, Austin Beach as Grud, Sarah Golding as Olga, and Mike Jansen as Gustav. Scott, Austin, and Mike are from Audioblivious Productions, an audio drama production house in Kentucky. The talented voice of Sarah Golding comes to us from England. The Roswell, BC theme music was composed and recorded by Brian Hunley. The artwork for our podcast cover and posters is the creation of Logan Pack. Some of the special audio effects heard in this series are courtesy of Reliquwood Media. Roswell, BC was created, written, directed, and produced by yours truly, Boyd Barrett. If you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Overcast, Spreaker, or TuneIn Radio. And please leave us a great review while you're there. You can also visit our website at roswellbc.com. The story is headed your way.